Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, we have to bring more attention to this story as it is one of the most disturbing things I have read during Trump's second term. The Trump administration detained a blind refugee, held him, and then released him 5 miles away from his home, which resulted in his death as he was trying to find his way home with no cane. His family was searching for him, people were searching for him, and they found him dead in a neighborhood miles away from his home because he was lost, confused, and scared. There is much more to the story, as they point out here. It says, what happened to this man is actually so much worse than the headline lets on. But I want to make sure that throughout this video, we are talking about the people perpetrating this, the victims, and what we do next, because the story wouldn't be complete if we didn't point out that Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, sick in the head Stephen Miller, is the architect of this radical, extreme, and cruel immigration policy. In fact, sick in the head Stephen Miller spent all nights melting down on Twitter, on social media, basically snapping at one of the Pod Save America guys. If you guys know Jon Favreau from Pod Save America, Stephen Miller has spent the past 16 hours, the better part of the past day, melting down at Jon Favreau on social media while the DHS, while ICE, while Customs and Border Patrol all have to answer for this story right here. One more time. U.S. immigration officials picked up a blind Rohingya refugee last week in Buffalo, New York. Then, realizing they had no basis to deport him, they released him 5 miles from his home. He needed a walking stick and died trying to make his way back to his house. This happened in Buffalo, New York, in America, in 2026. This is so incredibly inhumane and cruel, yet under Trump's administration, this has become the new norm. We've seen it with Alex Pretty. We saw him executed on camera. We saw it with Renee Good. She got executed on camera. There are dozens of stories that didn't get as much national coverage, like an immigrant that was strangled to death in a detention center in El Paso, Texas. Immigrants are being abused, starved, shackled, and oftentimes beaten, and there are times when immigrants have been killed and it doesn't get national attention. So we need to be talking about this. This story is uniquely disturbing in circumstance and in derelict of duty and in neglect. Neglect is the overall word. How do you just let a blind man get dropped off so far away and die unless it is intentional on your part? We are going to break this all down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. And I want to start with the Twitter meltdown from sick in the head Stephen Miller, because this was some wild stuff. On the night of the State of the Union, Scott Jennings posts, moment of the night, Democrats refuse to stand to affirm their allegiance to American citizens over illegal aliens. And this is such a dumb, bad faith moment. Donald Trump was playing all of these really dumb gotchas that Democrats rightfully weren't playing into. So we know that Donald Trump does not want to just deport the worst of the worst. Even Trump supporters at this point would admit that Trump will deport anybody. He'll deport grandmas. He'll deport hard workers, people going to the courthouse. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump will detain 5-year-olds. It does not matter who you are, you will be deported. But then at one point through the speech, he tries to sanewash his own immigration policy, and Democrats don't fall for it. So Stephen Miller then says, Democrats declare to the world their searing disdain for and profound disloyalty to the actual citizens of the United States. They were repeatedly entreated to stand. Over and over, they refused. It was a moment that chills to the bone and which will live for 1,000 years. Jesus Christ, this guy is always talking about his 1,000 years, 1,000-year Reich. Jon Favreau then points out, it's genuinely so funny how hard they're trying to make this a thing. That's a really rational response right there. It's so true. Stephen Miller is trying so hard to turn this into some 1,000-year story in the history books when it was just like a dumb gotcha moment. Stephen Miller then responds and says, Democrats leapt, clapped, hollered, and cheered for raising taxes, but their legs, hands, and voices froze in icy contempt as they glowered at the parents of slain children. Democrats vowed allegiance to invaders over citizens, and this top Dem finds their deadly betrayal hilarious. Okay. Before we jump into the substance of that, the way he types is like an evil supervillain. He's like, Democrats leapt, their voices froze. Like, chill on the ChatGPT, first of all. Second of all, the Democrats don't want people who are committing crimes to come here illegally. Democrats are clear about that every single day. We should continue to be clear that if you are coming here in a legal manner, in an illegal manner, and you are committing crime after crime after crime and killing people, then yeah, you're going to be deported. That is how it works. But that is not what the Trump administration is doing. That is not what they're prioritizing. That is not what Stephen Miller is defending. Stephen Miller finds it funny. He laughs when people like this refugee die out in the cold. And then Stephen Miller will come to Twitter and try to dunk on us, try to dunk on liberals for having some empathy. So then Jon Favreau snipes back at Stephen Miller. He responds back on Twitter and he says, "No, I find you hilarious, and I genuinely hope the boss lets you drive the midterm strategy and brings more of your Victorian asylum patient energy into his speeches." Yeah, the way this guy types, Stephen Miller, it's like a Victorian asylum dude. Democrats leapt, hollered, and cheered. To continue, Stephen Miller then snipes back at John and says, "John is a textbook sociopath." I don't know if Jon Favreau is a sociopath. If anyone's a sociopath here, it's Stephen Miller. He says, "John is a textbook sociopath. He has been given multiple opportunities to show empathy for American moms whose children were raped and murdered by illegals, whose entry he cheered. He refuses. He finds the topic hilarious. John, one more time, do you grieve for these families?" John says, "I mean, I certainly have sympathy for yours." Okay, pretty funny. That is pretty funny. But Stephen Miller then escalates. "And there you have it," says Stephen Miller. Now Stephen Miller is clutching his pearls. Dude, we have watched Stephen Miller go on TV every single day and begin to froth at the mouth with spit dripping down because of immigrants, because brown people are here. I don't know, because there's different cultures in America. And now he's saying that Jon Favreau is the one that is... that has no sympathy. So he says, "And there you have it. John, a top Democratic strategist, says he feels no sympathy for the American families whose loved ones were raped, tortured, and murdered by foreign invaders." Like, listen to the way this guy writes and speaks. Jesus Christ. "He finds comedy in their agony. Sick doesn't even begin to describe it. His soul is broken." Man, this is some major projection coming from Stephen Miller. Here's how I read it. Stephen Miller thinks for the first time in a year, he has an opening to try to gain the moral high ground over Democrats after this dumb gotcha moment during the State of the Union. So he is riding that opening as far as he can. He's trying to gain any moral high ground, but we're not really buying it. Jon Favreau's like, "Hey, we can keep playing dumb Twitter games," says Jon Favreau, "but you're a government official with the power to free countless American families and children who are suffering in the squalid detention centers where you've illegally jailed them. Why don't you?" Stephen Miller then says, "John, this is not a game." Dude, this guy types like a supervillain. "John, this is not a game. The monsters Biden let into the country raped and murdered women and children." That's how Stephen Miller would scream it on TV. "I've asked you multiple times to show some shred of human emotion, and you've refused. Also, there are no Americans in ICE detention, just illegals who can go home upon request." There have been Americans detained. There have been many Americans detained. He says, "I already told you that I grieve for anyone who's lost a loved one," said Jon Favreau. And by the way, this is, of course, the base standpoint of any person in America. Any liberal is going to say, yeah, Laken Riley, the 19-year-old, for example, who was murdered by an immigrant who was here illegally, I think she was like beaten by a rock. That is like awful. That is effing terrible. And that person, that immigrant, that illegal immigrant should not be in our country. I'll say that. But that is not what this administration is doing. They are not prioritizing people like Laken Riley's murder. I'm pretty sure he's still in the United States. I'm pretty sure they've prioritized arresting 5-year-olds, murdering mothers, and murdering legal gun owners. We have not seen... It has not been illustrated that they are deporting the worst of the worst. 77% of the people that have been detained and deported have had no violent criminal record. So Jon Favreau says the rational point, and this is just, this shouldn't even have to be said. It says, "I already told you that I grieve for anyone who's lost a loved one, of course, and asked why the president hasn't called the families of Alex Pretty or Renee Good to offer condolences to them." That's a pretty good question. If Stephen Miller is so focused on grieving, families grieving their loved ones, why isn't Trump called Alex Pretty's family or Renee Good's family? Jon Favreau then goes on to say, "I'll ask again, do you not grieve for the American citizens your agents killed?" And basically, it ends there. And then we go on to this man.
"We have learned a refugee missing for several days has been found dead. Buffalo police say 56-year-old Nurul Amin Shah Alam was found dead last night on the first block of Perry Street. This comes days after he was dropped off at a Tim Hortons on Niagara Street by U.S. Border and Customs.
Okay, but the story is so much more sickening the more you read into it. What happened to this man is so much worse than the headline lets on. Nurul Shah Alam has actually been detained in the local jail for the last year, a year ago almost to date. He'd been trying to go somewhere on foot with a makeshift walking stick. It was a curtain rod that he'd purchased when he got here. He became disoriented when he was trying to navigate with this curtain rod and ended up at someone's doorstep as they were letting their dog out. The police were then called on him. Nurul could not understand what the police were asking him. He isn't fluent in English, and they wanted him to drop his curtain rod. He was then beaten, arrested, charged with assault, possession of a weapon, trespassing, and has been sitting in custody as they make sense of his arrest for the last year. He finally reached a plea deal that saw his release without ICE detention. Instead of being released directly from the facility as planned by the courts, facility staff noticed that he had an immigration hold listed under his name, so they contacted Border Patrol. They said, "Hey, Border Patrol, we're supposed to release this guy, but why don't you come pick this guy up?" Border Patrol then went to pick him up. They told him it was either that or he gets released to ICE directly. So the Border Patrol agents picked Nurul up, drove him across town, dropped him off at a local coffee shop, and left. They thought he seemed fine and could get to wherever he was going from there. It was around 8 p.m. at night. They didn't alert his family that they had dropped him off. They didn't give him any sort of directions. They didn't give him any help. Remember, we already know he's not too great in English. And then, remember, he's almost completely blind. He needs a walking stick as well. He didn't have any of that. His family then spent all weekend looking for him and even filed the missing person report directly with the police. The police checked their records and, sure enough, mistakenly assumed he was being held by ICE. They immediately closed the case the same day. He was found dead 3 days later after suffering what seemed to be a medical emergency lost somewhere in a neighborhood. I mean, it's honestly a sickening, sickening story. This happened because of our government, because Stephen Miller, Customs and Border Patrol, DHS, all the way up to Donald Trump, Kristi Noem. I'm not trying to say it's just on Stephen Miller, by the way. He is the one spearheading it. He's the one with the extreme policies that he pushes, but he's not the only one perpetrating this. We need to make sure that people are sat down and held accountable, asked questions about this on January 21st of 2029. When Democrats take power, we need to make sure people are held accountable even before then. After the midterms, we can have more oversight, we can have more leverage, and we can make sure that immigrants, non-citizens, and citizens alike aren't being abused by government officials. These are government officials. These are state actors who are supposed to care about the lives of U.S. citizens, care about the lives of anybody on U.S. soil, any refugee, and instead, they're abusing them. Instead, you know what Trump's doing? He's removing the temporary protected status of certain groups by the hundreds of thousands, and then using that as a pretext for ICE to go in and deport those people who no longer have TPS. Just an absolute sickening, sickening game that Trump thinks he's playing, where, think about it, he's creating more illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants, whatever you want to say. Trump is creating more undocumented immigrants by removing TPS status, temporary protective status, from a lot of these immigrants, therefore making them undocumented. Like, what are we doing here? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out. And really quickly, I, like a lot of people, didn't fully understand why I needed to use a VPN until I began to integrate it into my day-to-day business. I first realized that it was super stupidly simple. I would just open it, connect, and have a whole new world. It was available on all of my devices, from my phone to my iPad to my laptop to my smart TV. And then what sold me were the extras. Surfshark has a web content blocker, which is great if you don't want sketchy ads or sketchy websites following you around. There's an email scam checker, which lets you check emails in your inbox to see if they are phishing attempts. And privacy-wise, Surfshark has a strict no-logs policy, meaning they're not tracking what you do. If you combine all of that with the fact that they now have servers in 100 countries, they're the first VPN to hit that milestone and only VPN to hit that milestone, then you can basically connect from anywhere. It's amazing. Whether you're in a public Wi-Fi or hotel or an airport or a coffee shop, you can connect in a protected way and still have access to shows as if you were anywhere else, as if you were in Europe or the United States. Plus, if anything goes wrong, they have a 24/7 live customer support and 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to surfshark.com /Mockler and use code Mockler at the checkout to get 4 extra months for free. Again, surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 4 extra months. Click the link below. Thank you all.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.